B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Ketzad Nofla Deleika Uchulu. We saw in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Omud Beis at the top that a person is allowed to save from a fire three meals that he needs for Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to discuss the source of the chiyuv, of the requirement to eat, or the mitzvah to eat three meals on Shabbos, and there may even be a source that you have to eat four meals. And this is not including Melava Malka. Some say that there's four meals on Shabbos itself. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbonon, Kamo sudo yischayev odom lechel b'Shabbos, how many meals is a person required to eat on Shabbos? Sholish. The Tanakhama says three meals. Reb Chidka Oimer Arba, Reb Chidka is the one that holds that there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to eat four meals on Shabbos. Omer Reb Yechanon Ushne Mikra Echod Dorshu. Reb Yechanon says that both the Tanakhama and Chidka, both, and Reb Chidka both learnt their respective halachas from the same posuk. We learn from the posuk, and these are the psukim by the Mon. When Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the Mon when they were in the Midbar, they got a double portion on Erev Shabbos for the meals of Shabbos. The mon did not fall on Shabbos, and it was also to go out to collect the mon on Shabbos. And the pasuk says as follows, Vayoymer Moshe, Ichluhu Hayoim, eat it today. Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, today is Shabbos to Hashem. Hayoim Loitim Tzu Basodeh, today you will not find it, the mon, in the fields. The pasuk says three times the word Hayoim, today, says the Gemara. Rabbi Chidka Sovar Hani Tlosa Hayoim Lebar Me'urta. Rabbi Chidka says the three times it says in the pasuk Hayoim is referring to three meals in the day, that's besides for the meal of the evening, of Friday night. And the Mefarashim discuss, according to Chidka, what's the source that one has to have a meal on Friday night. Rabbanan Sovri Behadi De'urta, and the Chachomim, the Tanakama, hold that the three times it says Hayoim in the Pasuk is to tell us that altogether on Shabbos one eats three meals, including the Friday night meal. Continues the Gemara Tnan. We learnt in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, we learnt on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Noflo Deleika B'Leilei Shabbos, if Chas V'Sholem a fire broke out on Leil Shabbos on Friday night, Matzilin Mozoin Gimel Sudois, one's allowed to save the amount that he needs for three meals. My love, Deloy Ochel, we assume, is it not to be taken for granted, the Mishnah is talking about when the fire broke out before he's eaten the Friday night meal, and then he saves three meals. So you see from the Mishnah, like the Tanakhama, that you only have to have three meals on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not necessarily the case. The Ochal, it could be the Mishnah is even following Chidka, and the Mishnah that says three meals is talking about if the fire broke out after you ate the Friday night meal, and then you have another three meals of the day. Continues the Gemara to try and bring proof from the next line in the Mishnah. Shachris, if a fire broke out Shabbos morning, Matzilin Mozin Shtei Sudois, he's allowed to save as much food as he needs for two meals. My love, can we not assume and take it for granted, Deloy Ochal, that he's not yet eaten Shabbos day, and nonetheless he only saves two meals, not three, again, like the Chachomim. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not, there's no way to prove that it must be talking about that he's already eaten, that he's, before he's eaten, the ochal, it could be that he's already eaten, and then it would follow even the opinion of Chidka. B'mincha matzilin mozin tzuda achas, the Mishnah says that if a fire broke out mincha time, then he saves just one meal. My love, deloy ochal, can we not assume that it's talking about he's not yet had his last meal? And then we see, like the Chachomim, that there's only one meal in the afternoon. Says the Gemara Loi, the Ochal, it could be the Mishnah is talking about he's already eaten one meal in the afternoon and he's allowed to save it for the second meal in the afternoon, according to Chidka, that there's four meals. Says the Gemara of Amidiktoni Sefer, since the Mishnah, the last line in the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, La'olam Matzilin Mozoin Gimel Sudeis. Rabbi Yossi says that irrespective of when a fire broke out, one's always allowed to save as much food as he needs for the entire duration of a Shabbos, and that's three meals. Michlal did Tanakama Gimel Svirle. So you see that the Tanakama hold, as does Rabbi Yossi, that on Shabbos you need three meals, not four. The whole discussion is just If you've already eaten part of the meals, can you still save that many meals? But they're not arguing how many meals that Shabbos has. Elo michaverta, it must be, and it's clear, that Masnisin deloika Rabbi Chidka, that our Mishnah is following the Tanakama and not Rabbi Chidka, and according to our Mishnah, there's only a chiyuv to have three meals altogether on Shabbos, and this has nothing to do with Melava Melka, which we'll see later in the Gemara, but it's a mitzvah on its own right. Continues the Gemara. V'hodit nan. We learnt in a Mishnah in Peah, mi sheyesh loy mozoin shtei sudais, somebody who has two meals of the day. And before we carry on the Mishnah, well, just a short introduction. There used to be, and it was customary back in the days, that there were two different types of charity distributions in every town in a city. One was given out daily. People would come and take two meals. One they would eat then, immediately upon receiving the meals, and one they would eat later on in the day, in the evening. A meal in the day, a meal in the following night. Every morning they would get that. For some people, where it was very... It was below their dignity and it would embarrass them to have to come and get their meals every day. So for them, there would be a money distribution where the money would be given out once a week on Friday morning, and it was given out for 7 days, and he would have enough money for all the meals of a whole week. So the Mishnah there in Peah says, Misha yeshlo imozin shtei sudais. If somebody has the food that he needs for the two sudais, for the two meals that day, lo yitil min atamchui, he's not allowed to take from that charity called tamchui, which is, translation is a communal platter, but it means from the food that was distributed. Mozoin arbaos, what if he's got meals, if he's got money to buy food for 14 meals, then lo yitil min akupo, he's not allowed to take from the charity box, he's not allowed to take money, because he's got enough, he can wait till next Erev Shabbos. He's got 14 meals, all you need during the week is 14 meals, there's no reason you should take any money today if you can wait till the next distribution. Says the Gemara, money, lo yirabonon, v'lo yirabi chidka. That Mishnah seems not to be following not the Rabbonon and not Rabbi Chidka, because we need every day two meals. There's 7 days in a week, so you need 14 meals. That's without taking into account the extra meals of Shabbos. Irabonon, according to Rabbonon, that on Shabbos there's not two meals, there's three meals. Chamsri havyon, then you need to have food for 15 meals every week, not 14. Irabi Chidka, according to Rabbi Chidka, shisri havyon, you need 16 meals every week because Shabbos has four meals. Says the Gemara, no. Lo'olam Rabbonon, the truth is that Mishnah could be following the Rabbonon. Da'omrinon leim, we tell this poor person, my debois lemechal ba'afuke shabsa, the food, the meal you were going to eat on Matzah Shabbos, ochle b'shabsa, eat it Shabbos afternoon just before Nacht, just before the end of Shabbos, that will be your third meal on Shabbos, and you won't need to eat the meal after night, after Matzah Shabbos, when Shabbos leaves. Leima Rabbonon hivoloi Rabbi Chidka. So is it clear from that Mishnah, like the Rabbonon and not like Rabbi Chidka? Is there any way we can explain that Mishnah to follow even Rabbi Chidka? Says the Gemara, yes, afilo teima Rabbi Chidka. Rabbi Chidka can also be part of that Mishnah. Domrinon lei, Rabbi Chidka will say that we tell this poor person, Maid bois lemechal b'maila shabsa, the food you're going to eat on Friday day, ochle l'urta, don't eat it Friday day. Keep it for Friday night, and then you'll have an extra meal. So instead of Friday day, and instead of Matzah Shabbos, you'll have together four meals. Those are the four meals of Shabbos, according to Rabbi Chidka. Asks the Gemara, V'kula yoyma d'mayle shabsa b'tanisa moisvin on lei? Are we going to force this poor fellow to be fasting and not to eat anything the whole Friday? That doesn't make sense. Elo ho mani Rabbi Akiva hi. The Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva, and the Omar who says, "Asei Shabbat chachol v'al titzarich lebriyos." In the event that you have money for this week's food, you do not need to take money from the charity. Then rather just manage and treat Shabbos like you treat a weekday, and only have two meals on Shabbos, rather than resorting to charity taking tzedakah in order to have the extra meals. So if you don't need to take tzedakah, 14 meals a week is exactly what you need to get through the week. If you are taking tzedakah, the Mefarshim say that if you don't have 14 meals and you are taking tzedakah, then the tzedakah will give you for 3 meals according to the Rabbanon, 4 meals according to Rabbi Chidka. But in the event that you don't need to resort to tzedakah, rather just have 2 meals over Shabbos and not need to come on to tzedakah. Continues the Gemara. V'hadit nan, ein poichasin la'oni ha'oivir mimokim l'mokim. This is another Mishnah in Maseches Peah, where it says there that in the poor people that were traveling from place to place, the custom was when a poor person entered a city, entered a town, they would actually give him money to help him along, and they would not give him less than mikikor bepundyoin, midalet soin besela. We'll soon come, we'll explain that in a moment. Lon, if he's a poor person that's also going to rest there overnight, noisnin loy parnosas lino, besides for giving him food, which we're soon going to explain, that food is for 2 meals, one to be eaten then and one to be eaten later on in the day. If he's going to stay overnight, then we also give him parnosas lino, which is provisions for night lodging. And we'll soon see what that is. V'im Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, if the poor person is staying over Shabbos, noisnin leimozin gimel sudeis, you don't just give him the food which is enough for 2 meals a day, which is kikar bepundyoin, as we saw before. Rather, we give him 3 meals. Leimer rabbonon hi v'loy Rabbi Chidka. Can we assume that Mishnah is following the Rabbanon that on Shabbos you only eat 3 meals, not 4 meals? Says the Gemara, no. Lo'olam Rabbi Chidka. It could be it's even following Rabbi Chidka. Kegoin de'ikah suda b'hadei. We're talking about that he has food for 1 meal with him. So you give him another 3 meals. Domrin onle, we say to him, ha'ikah b'hadoch, ochle. You have food with you. Eat that as one of your meals. Asks the Gemara, v'chi ozil, b'reikon ozil. When he's going to leave the town, you're going to send him away with nothing. He's got a little bit of food. Let him keep that for provisions when he's going on his journey. You're going to tell him to eat that for his Shabbos meal. What's he going to have when he leaves the town? Answers the Gemara, de malvinon le suda b'hadei. When he leaves the town, we'll provide him with another meal to have for his journey. Asks the Gemara, my parnosas lina. The Mishnah mentioned that if the poor person was going to stay overnight, we give him provisions for his night lodging. What does that include? Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says it includes puria, a bed, or beisadya, and a pillow on which to rest his head. And before we continue, let's go back to that Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a poor person, you give him, when he arrives in a city, you give him food for 2 meals. And the Mishnah refers to that as kikar bepundyoin midalad so'in besela. And that means 2 meals. And let's explain that. The Chachomim took it for granted, and this is learnt in other places in Shas, that the amount you need, the bread you need for 2 meals a day, is bread made of flour, which has the volume of 6 beitzim. The volume of 6 eggs, that's how big a loaf has to be to be able to sustain a person 2 meals a day. This volume of 6 eggs, the volume of 6 eggs, is actually a quarter of a kav of wheat. Flour that's made of a quarter of a kav of wheat. Now there's... The way the calculation here works is that it works in groups, in bundles of 24 kav, which is 4 sa'a. 4 saw is a measurement. Saw is a measurement. 4 times a saw is 24 kav. And the amount that you need of this, of the flour, is just bread made of a quarter of a kav. How much does a quarter of a kav cost? So it goes as follows. This 4 saw would cost 1 sela, which is a coin worth a sela. So the 24 kav, which is 4 saw, 24 kav is worth a sela. A sela, in other terms, if you break that down into smaller coins, it's 48 pundyoin. So this 24 kav is 48 pundyoin. We need a quarter of a kav. That's how much flour you need in order to have 2 meals. If 24 kav is worth 48 pundyoin, then a quarter of a kav is worth half a pundyoin. And we know that when paying for a loaf of bread or for two loaves of bread, then one pays double to the baker than what the flour actually costs. So if the flour itself costs a half a pundyoin, because that it's a quarter of a kav, which is as much as we need for the two meals, then if the flour costs half a pundyoin, the bread itself will cost a full pundyoin. So in order to have a quarter of a kav's worth of bread made of a quarter of a kav, you actually have to pay the baker one pundyoin, and with one pundyoin you get bread which is a half a pundyoin's worth of flour, which is half a pundyoin's worth of flour is a quarter of a kav. And that's what the Gemara means, mikikor. You have to give him two meals, which is kikor is the loaves, the pundyoin, that you're going to pay the baker a single pundyoin, and that works out midalet saw besela. If four saw, which is 24 kav, you pay for that a sela, which is 48 pundyoin, then if you work out that the kikor, which has to be a quarter of a kav, is then going to be worth, in flour, is worth half a pundyoin, double that for the baker's fees, and you get a single pundyoin. And that's why the Gemara uses the term kikor bepundyoin midalet soin besela to explain that that's how that is the amount of bread, the loaves he needs for two meals in a day. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Ko'orois she'ochal behen arvis, the dishes, the plates that he ate his Friday night meal with them. Madichon, he's allowed to wash them, even though it's Shabbos. You're allowed to prepare them to eat again. The plates should be clean. And the reason is because the next time you eat is going to be on Shabbos. You're allowed to prepare from Shabbos to the same Shabbos. You're not preparing for after Shabbos. Lechel ben Shachris, because he wants to eat his morning meal. Shachris, if he's eaten his morning meal, Madichon, he's allowed to wash the dishes. Lechel ben Batzoraim, in order to eat in the afternoon. Batzahoraim, if he's already eaten in the afternoon, Madichon lechel ben b'mincha, then he's allowed to wash the dishes in order to eat mincha time. Min ha-mincha ve'eilich shuv einoy madiach, after mincha time, after the meal that he eats mincha time, he's not allowed to wash the dishes, because a person no longer eats after that point. Aval koisois v'kitoinyois utzloichyois, but these cups and pitchers that were used to drink from, not dishes used to eat from, madiach v'hoylech kolayim, is allowed to wash them any point on Shabbos, kolayim kuloi, the whole day, lefi she'ein keva l'shtia, there's no fixed time to drink, and therefore it's not like the meals, that there's a fixed time to have meals and a fixed number of meals. Drinks, people drink all the time, therefore you're allowed to rinse and wash the cups. It's interesting to note, and the Mefarshim point this out, that in this Mishnah, in this Braisa we just mentioned, it actually mentions four meals. Arvis, Shacharis, Tzoharaim, and Mincha. And it seems to follow the opinion that we saw before of Rabbi Chidka. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora. Kol HaMekayim, Sholosh Sudois, anyone who fulfills the mitzvah, the requirement of eating three meals on Shabbos, Nitzel Misholosh Peronios, he is spared from three misfortunes. Michevlo Yishel Mashiach, the tremendous challenges that will befall all people, and even more so the Talmidei Chachomim before Mashiach comes, Umidina Shel Gehenim, and from the judgment of Gehenim, Umimilchemes Goyig Umogig, and from the war of Goyig Umogig, that's going to befall the world at some point before and during the Geula. Michevlo Yishel Mashiach, what's the source that being particular on eating the meals on Shabbos will spare us from Chevlo Yishel Mashiach? Ksiv Hoche, it says in the Pasuk regarding Shabbos, Vayayme Moshe Ichluhu Hayayim, we mentioned this Pasuk before, the meals of Shabbos are alluded to and spoken about in the Hayayim, in the word Hayayim, in the Psukim of what they would eat on Shabbos. Ksiv Hosam, and regarding the Chevli Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach, the Pasuk says, Hine Onoichi Sheleach Lochem Es Eliyo Hanovi Lifnei Bo Yoim Hashem Agodol Vanoiro. Eliyo Hanovi is going to come before Mashiach comes. The day Mashiach comes is called the Yoim Hashem Agodol Vanoiro. It's called Yoim. So we say that the Yoim, referring to the meals on Shabbos, have some association to the Yoim of Mashiach's coming. If somebody is particular to eat the meals on Shabbos, he'll be saved from the pangs before Mashiach's going to come. Medina shel Gehenim. What's the source that being particular with the Suda is Shabbos will save us from Medina shel Gehenim? Ksiv ha'ocha yoim, Shabbos is referred to as yoim, as we saw. Uksiv ha'osom, and regarding Dina shel Gehenim, the Pasuk says, yoim evro ha'yoim ha'hu. And that's talking about the day of anger. And that's the way that Hashem expresses his anger towards our virus, and we get cleansed in Gehenim. And some Jews particular with the Suda'is of Shabbos will somehow be saved and spared from Dino Shel Gehenim. Mimelchemes Goig u'Magog. What's the source that being particular about Suda'is Shabbos will spare us from the wars of Goig and Magog? Ksiv ha'ocha yoim, Shabbos is referred to as yoim. Uchsiv ha'osom, and regarding the wars of Goig u'Magog, the Pasuk says, V'hoyo b'yoim ahu b'yoim boi Goig al admas Yisrael, no ma'ashem elikim ta'alech ha'mosi ba'api. So the wars of Goig are also called V'hoyo b'yoim ahu b'yoim boi Goig, that the day that Goig is going to come is also referred to as yoim, as day. So again, we associate the Shabbos meals with the war of Goig. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Kol ha'ma'anigas ha'Shabbos, anyone who delights Shabbos, noisnim lo nachlo b'li metzorim, he's going to be deserving of a heritage that is boundless, limitless. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, oz tis'anig al Hashem, a person will be granted pleasure al Hashem on Hashem, v'hirkavticho, and I will mount you al bomose oretz, on the heights of the earth, v'he'echalticho, and I will provide you nachlas Yaakov Avicha, and the nachlas Yaakov Avicha, that Hashem is going to give us an inheritance that's associated, that's an heritage that's promised to Yaakov Avinu, says the Gemara, Loika Avram, I'm going to give you, if you're ma'aneges Shabbos, if you're going to delight Shabbos, which is what the Psukim are talking about, Ostis anigal Hashem, if you're going to delight Shabbos, virkavticho, etc., v'achalticho, the reward will be that I will give you the nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Not like Avram, shekosuv boy kum hishalich ba'aretz. Not like Avram Avinu that was told, arise and walk the land, referring just to one land, la'orka, on its length, v'goymer, etc. No, we're going to be deserving even more than that. V'loik Yitzchok, and not like what was promised to Yitzchok Avinu, Shekosov boy, it says, Ki lecha ulozarecha, to you and to your offspring, Etein es kol ha'aretz Yisrael, I'll give you all these lands, in plural tense, in plural form, even more than that. Elo ki Yaakov, like Yaakov Avinu, Shekosov boy, regarding Yaakov Avinu, it says, Uforatzta, and your borders will burst out, Yomo to the west, V'kedmo to the east, V'tzfoina, to the north, the Negba to the south, it's going to be boundless, it's going to be limitless, and that's the reward we're going to get for being Ma'aniges HaShabbos. Reb Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, Nitzel Mishibud Golyos. Not only are we going to be spared from the three things we mentioned before, Chevlo Shel Mashiach, Dino Shel Gehenoim, and Melchemes Goig V'Magoig, but there's another one, and that is he's going to be spared from the oppression of the exiles of the Golyos. Shibud Golyos. Where do we learn that from? Ksiv Hocha, it says regarding Shabbos in the Pasuk we just saw, V'irkavticho al bomose oretz, I'll mount you on the heights of the earth. Uksiv Hosom, and regarding Shibud Malchios, the oppressions of the Golos, it says in the Pasuk, V'ato al bomoseimoi tidroich, you're going to trample all those who are haughty. So you see from there that the haughty ones, the oppressors in the Golos, you will trample them, and that's going to be in the reward of and included in the reward of Hirkavticho al Bomasi Oretz, which is consequent to delighting Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yudom Arav, Kol ha'ma'aniges ha'Shabbos, anybody that delights Shabbos, noistim lo mish'alos liboy, he is given the wishes of his heart. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'his'anig al Hashem, that he will be delighted on Hashem, v'yitin nechom mish'alos libcho, and he will give to you the wishes of your heart. it's very good that the Pasuk says that you will be deserving of Mish'alis Libcha if you delight on Hashem. But what delight are we referring to? Ein yedea mau, I don't know what it is. Says the Gemara Kushu, Oimer v'karosa l'Shabbos oineg. Then there's another Pasuk that says that you have to pronounce Shabbos as a delight. So you see that Shabbos is a delight. So when the Pasuk says, v'his'aneg al Hashem, v'yitein l'cho Mish'alis Libcha, it means that if you're going to be delighted on Hashem, which is Shabbos, then you'll be deserving of Mish'alis Libcha, the wishes of your heart will be fulfilled. Havoimer Zoinik Shabbos, we know that when the Psukim refer to a delight, it refers to Shabbos. Bamem Angoy, how do we delight Shabbos? Rav Yehuda Breider of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav, Omar, it was said in the name of Rav, Betavshil Shel Taradin, you take very choshev, very important types of foods, which are Tavshil Shel Taradin, which is a cooked beets, V'dogim G'doylim, and large fish, V'roshe Shumin, and the heads, or what we'd call the garlic cloves, and those are foods that very much show delight. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rav, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, it's not so much what you give, it's how and why you do it. A filadov amut, even something very small, v'lechvoid Shabbos asoy, and you made it specially for the honor of Shabbos, harei ze oineg, that's how you delight Shabbos. Maihi, what's this very small thing that's sufficient to delight Shabbos? Omer of Popper, kaseh deharasena, even just small fish which are cooked in their own oils and with flour, that's already enough to be called ma'aneges haShabbos. And it's from this Gemara that some have the custom in the Shabbos meals to have some fish. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'chia bar Abba, Omer b'yechanon. Kol ha-mashamir es a Shabbos kilchosoy. Anyone who observes Shabbos according to its laws, according to the way he's supposed to, afilo oivid avodah zarah kedor enosh, even if chas v'shalom he once served idols, like they did in the generation of Enosh, and that's the first time that we find idol worship was in the generation of Enosh. Nonetheless, Moichlin Lo Hashem's going to forgive him. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei Enosh Ya'ase Zois. The Pasuk says, Ashrei Enosh Ya'ase Zois, Uben Odom Yachzik Bo, Shoymir Shabbos Meichal Eloi, V'shoymir Yodoy Me'asois Kol Ra. That's what the Pasuk says. And the Gemara explains, Ashrei Enosh Ya'ase Zois V'goymer, Meichal Eloi means from desecrating it, which means that a person that's going to be Ashrei is going to be fortunate and praiseworthy is somebody who is Shomer Shabbos Meichal Eloi, he's keeping Shabbos from desecrating it. Al Tikra Meichal Eloi, don't read the word Meichal Eloi, which means from desecrating it. Rather, Elo Mochul Eloi, which means Shomer Shabbos, Mochul Eloi, somebody who observes Shabbos, Mochul Eloi, he will be forgiven. And it could be that the Pasuk that starts off Ashri Enosh Ya'ase Zois, Enosh, the literal translation is man, but it could be Enosh is referring to, alluding to the generation of Enosh, which is where Avodah Zarah first originated. Ashri Enosh, even somebody who was like Enosh, who served Avodah Zarah, it will be praised and fortunate, Kol Shem Shabbos Meichal Eloi, keeping Shabbos, and he will be given forgiveness. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav. Il Moli Shomru Yisrael Shabbos Rishoyinu, at Klal Yisrael observed the first Shabbos, Le Sholto Ben Umma V'loshin, no race or nation would have been able to control them and to overpower them. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, regarding that very first Shabbos, Vahi Bayeim HaShvi, will be on the day of Shabbos, Yotzu Min Ha'om Lilkoit. And not it will be, it was on that first Shabbos that the nation, Klal Yisrael, the Roshoim, went out to collect the mon. And that was after Moshe Rabbeinu told them in Hashem's name, explicitly, do not go out and collect mon. There's no mon which is going to fall for you on Shabbos. And they were Mechalal Shabbos. What does it say immediately after that? Uchsiv Basrei, the Pasuk says after that, Vayovay Amalek. Amalek came to oppress Klal Yisrael. So you see from there that the reason Amalek came was because they didn't observe that first Shabbos. Omer Reb Yechonon Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. It was said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Il molish meshamrin Yisrael shtei shabosis kilchoson. If Klal Yisrael were to keep two shabosis the way they should, miyadnik olim, immediately we will be redeemed. Shenemer, as it says, Koyomar Hashem la sarisim, Hashem said to the sarisim, Asher yishmur es shabsoisai, that will observe my Shabbos, Shabsoisai in plural tense, my Shabbosois, two Shabbosois, Uchsiv Basoi, and after that it says, Vavioisim el Harkochi, I'm going to bring them to my holy mountain, to the base of Migdosh, and we're going to have the Geula, we're going to be redeemed, Vegoimer, etc. So Shimon Bar Yochai learns from there that if we were to keep, and when Emir Tashem, we're going to keep two Shabbosois, the whole Klal Yisrael, the way they should, we will be redeemed. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosi says, Yehei Chelki, may it be my portion amongst those who are me'oichle sholish sudos b'shabbos. Obviously, in the time or place of Rabbi Yosi, it was not so easy to keep this chiyuv of eating three meals. People were lax about it. And he says, it should be my portion to be amongst those who are eating three meals on Shabbos the way they're supposed to. And now the Gemara is going to tell us 15 quotes, all from Rabbi Yosi, and starting, many of them starting with Yehei Chelki, may my portion be amongst those, and Rabbi Yosi is going to list, the Gemara is going to list them. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chelki mi goimri halil b'chol yoyim, I should be amongst those who finish halil, saying halil, which is praises of Hashem, every day. Asks the Gemara, Eini? That can't be so. Va'omar mar ha'kayre halil b'chol yoyim harezeh megharif ha'megadif. Somebody who praises Hashem all the time, it's like he's belittling Hashem, he's blaspheming Hashem. As if you can like express everything you have to say about Hashem. Hashem is beyond what we can express. The Nevi'im just said at certain intervals, say certain praises of Hashem. But if all day you're engaged in praising Hashem, you're actually belittling Hashem. So how could Rabbi Yosi say that he wants to be amongst those who finish Halil every day? Answers the Gemara, Kika Omrinon Bipsuki de Zimra. Rabbi Yosi was not referring to the Halil that we know, that we say on Yom Tov, on Rosh Chodesh, we say Halil, or whichever other Halil you're not supposed to say every day. He was referring to Pesukei de Zimra. There are two parokim that we say every day in between Ashrei and Yishtabach. One of them is Hallelu es Hashem min Hashemayim. The other one is Hallelu Keil Bekotchoi. In both of those, many times Hillel, praise, is mentioned. And Rabbi Yosi says that it should be, he was hoping and desiring that his place should be with those who say these two parokim every day. Continues the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chelki mi mispalelim im damdumei chamo. It should be, I should take part with those who daven im dimdumei chamo, with the redness of the sun is seen in the sky close to the horizon. And when is that? That's just after Netz, just after the sun rises and just before the sun sets. The time to daven shachris is just after the sun rises, and the time to daven mincha is just before the sun sets. Omer b'chia bar Abba, Omer b'yechanon, mitzvah l'espalilim dimdumei chamo. There's a mitzvah to daven shachris and mincha at the time where the redness of the sun is seen. Omer b'zeira, mikro, where do you see this in the pasuk? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, yira'ucha im shemesh v'lifnei yoreach doir doirim. For all generations they will fear you, and they will express that fear and that awe of Hashem twice. Once im shemesh, and once lifnei yoreach. Im shemesh means immediately after the sun rises, and once is lifnei yoreach, just before the moon comes out, just before the sun sets. At those two times where one can see in the sky redness from the sun, dimdumei chamo, that's the most opportune time to daven shachris and mincha. Continues the Gemara of Omer b'yesi yehei chelki mimesi b'choyle me'ayim, from those that die from digestive issues, it's very, very painful, and those that go through it, their bodies become purified from any averus and any misdeeds they've done, and they come to the world, to Olam Haba, clean slate. The Omar Mar, Rubon shel tzadikim meisim mecholei me'ayim, most tzadikim die from illnesses in their intestinal system, in the digestive system. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'yesi yehei chelki mimeisei b'derech mitzvah. I should be part of those who die when they're on their way to doing a mitzvah. What better time to come up to the Olam HaEmes whilst engaged in a mitzvah? V'omer Rabbi Yosi Yehichelki mimachnisei Shabbos b'Tveria u'mimotziei Shabbos b'Tzipuri. Tveria is in a valley, and being in a valley, the what they see as the horizon at the peaks of the mountain, it gets dark much earlier than those who are not in the valley. So they would be Makabel Shabbos, they would accept the Shabbos much earlier. Tzipuri was on the top of a mountain, and there the sun is seen much longer, so on Motzei Shabbos, before taking Shabbos out, they would wait much longer than those in the valley. Rabbi Yosi says, Yehei Chelki, I should be part of those who accept Shabbos very early and extend Shabbos much later. Continues the Gemara of Om, Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chelki mimoyshivei Beis HaMedrash, I should have a portion with those who are Moishive Beis HaMedrash, who are encouraging the Talmidim to come into the Beis HaMedrash, V'loi Mimamide Beis HaMedrash, and not amongst those whose job it was to tell the Talmidim that the Seder has come to an end, it's now time to eat. And those people, they're not doing anything wrong, but they are the ones responsible for the people who are stopping to learn Torah, and Rabbi Yosi preferred to have part with those who are encouraging those to start learning. Continues the Gemara of Om, Rabbi Yosi, Yehi Chelki Migaboy Tzedakah, I should be part amongst those who are collecting Tzedakah, V'loi Mechalkei Tzedakah, not those who are distributing Tzedakah. When you distribute Tzedakah, you have to be very, very careful to distribute it fairly, no favoritism, and there's always the risk that you're going to give more money to somebody who you have particular favor to, and at that expense, other poor people will have less food. He said, I'd rather be from those who are collecting tzedakah, from those who are giving tzedakah, rather than distributing the tzedakah to those who need it. Rabbi Yosi says, it should be my portion amongst those that are accused or suspected of doing something when in truth they are innocent. Omer of Papa, Rav Papa said, L'didi choshdon, I am one of those that they once accused me of doing something that I didn't do. I was not guilty of what they accused me of. And the Mefarshim discussed different scenarios that we know from Rav Papa's life that may have been what he meant here. Continues the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yosi, Chomesh Be'ilois Bo'alti. And Rashi says, we'll see Rashi in a moment, V'notati Chomesh Arozim B'Yisrael. Consequent to the five times, the five Be'ilois that he was Boil, then he was Zeicha to five children that were great Talmidei Chachomim, and they were called cedars, standing tall and righteous. These were the five children of Rabbi Yosi. Uman Inun, who are these five children? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chalafta b'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Avtilas b'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Yosi. Asks the Gemara, Va'ik Varadimas, we know these, or he also had a son called Varadimas, which that would seem he has six children, not just five sons. Says the Gemara, Hainu Varadimas, Hainu Menachem. The Menachem, that was one of the five, Reb Menachem, Reb Yosi, his name was also Varadimas, V'amai Kori Le Varadimas. Why was he called Varadimas? Why was he given that nickname? Says the Gemara, Sheponov Doimin Levered, the complexion of his face was similar to that of a rose, and that's why he was called Varadimas, the similar term as Vered, which is a rose. Asks the Gemara, Lememrod Rabbi Yosi mitzvahs oina lo ikiyim. The Torah says there's a mitzvah for every couple to be mekayim mitzvahs oina periodically. How can it be that Rabbi Yosi says, Chomesh be'ilois ba'alti and not more? Says the Gemara, Elo'ema, what he meant to say was that of all the times that he was mekayim mitzvahs oina, Chomesh be'ilois ba'alti v'shonisi. And Rashi says, Kedei she'yu zechorim, in order to merit zechorim, then one is boil v'shoine, one does the same activity twice. Da'omar mar roitzesh yubon of zechorim yivoil v'yishne gemara in Erevin. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosi miyomai loy korisi le'ishti ishti u'le'shoiri shoiri. Rabbi Yosi is coming to tell us and tell his Talmidim that even from his general day-to-day talk, one can also learn wisdom. And he says, I never called my wife, wife, and I never called my ox, ox. Rather, elo le'ishti beisi. Since the main part, the support of the whole home was his wife, he would call his wife beisi, my home. U'l'shoiri sodai, since the field, the upkeep of a field is dependent on the ox, he would call the ox my field. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Miyomai lo nistakelti b'milo sheli. Rabbi Yossi was extremely humble, and he never looked at his mila, at his private parts. And Rashi says, Merev tznius. Eini asked the Gemara, v'omru leil Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, my tam mekoru lucho Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Why were you Rebbe deserving, Rabbi Yudah Nossi, why were you deserving of being called Rabbeinu HaKodesh, our holy Rebbe? Omer Lui explained to them, miyomai lo nistakelti b'mila sheli. I never looked at the mila, at my private parts. And we know that Kedusha is always consequent to somebody who is making the extra precaution when it comes to Arayas. And since he didn't even look at his mila, that's why he was deserving of the title of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So the Gemara is asking, if Rabbi Yossi also never looked at his mila, why was he not called Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Answers the Gemara, Berebi Milsa Achrita Havebe. The truth is that the reason Rebbe was called Rabbeinu HaKodesh was not just because he didn't look at his mila, even though that was true. And Rebbe obviously hid from the people who asked him the real truth, and he just told them, because I never looked at the mila. But the real truth was, there was another virtue that was unique to Rebbe. He never placed his hands below the level of his belt, and that was an even higher level of modesty, and that's why he was deserving of the title Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Continues the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yossi, Miyomai lo ro'u koreis beisi, the beams of my house never saw, Imrei Chaluki, the seams of my tunic. When he would remove his tunic, his cloak, then he wouldn't remove it as others would, that he would pull it up from behind him and like turn it inside out while pulling it over his head, and then the beams would see the inner seams. And the reason he didn't do that was because when removing one's cloak like that, it's inevitable that that part of his body that should not be exposed will be exposed. What did he do? He lifted up the tunic in the same way as he put it on. He lifted it up from the top. He lifted it up over his head. And that way he would be able to remain covered all the time whilst taking off his chaluk, his tunic. Continues the Gemara of Omer, Yosi, miyomai lo yovarti al divrei chaveroi. I never disobeyed anything that any of my colleagues told me. Yodea ani ba'atzmi. He says, I know on myself. She'eini kohen. I'm not a kohen. Im oimrimli, if my colleagues will tell me, aleilu duchon, go up onto the platform and do birkas kohenim as if you're a kohen, I will obey them, and the oile, I will go and do it, because I will always listen to what my colleagues ask me. I took full responsibility for every word that left my mouth. If I said something about somebody else, and that person then came and said, did you say that about me? I would say yes, because I was truthful to my word, and I would only say things that I would not be embarrassed to say it into the face of the person I was talking about. And Rashi brings a Gemara that says, that a Gemara in Erechin, that, and this has to be learned in detail, and this is not the place for it, but there are those who maintain that if you would even dare to say something into the face of the person you're talking about, then that takes away some of the avera, or some of the limitations of Lashon Hara. Continues the Gemara, Oma Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman says, Taisili, may a reward come to me. Rashi says on Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph that Teisili means Yeshulam Schori, I should be deserving of reward. And the Mefarashim explain why Rashi waited till Kuf Yotes to tell us this. Teisili, I should get a reward, because I kept, I observed, Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos, the three meals of Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Teisili, I should be coming, a reward should be coming to me, Dekaimus Iun Tfila, because when I davened, I would have the full level of contemplation that was allowed and necessary. Omer Avuna Breid Rav Yeshua, Teisili Deloy Sagino, Dalad Amos Begilu Yeroish, I am deserving of a reward because I did not go 4 Amos without my head covered. Omer Rav Sheshes, Teisili Dekaimis Mitzvah Tfilin, Rav Sheshes says I deserve a reward because I never walked 4 Amos without having Tfilin on my head. V'omer of Nachman, Teisili, I deserve a reward, the kaimis mitzvah tzitzis, because I never went 4 amos without wearing tzitzis. Omer le'er of Yosef, Rav Yosef Bereid Rabba. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba, Avuch, your father Rabba, b'may zoyer tfei, what was he especially careful with? What particular mitzvah was he especially careful with? And the Mefarshim explain that every person, besides for keeping all the mitzvahs, he should adopt a single mitzvah and make that his mitzvah that he does to the nth degree. So he asked him, what mitzvah was your father's mitzvah? Omer le, but tzitzis. He was particularly careful with tzitzis. Yom echad, one day, have a kostolik bedarga, he was going up on a ladder. Ifsik lechuta, one of the strands of the tzitzis snapped. V'leinochis, v'osa, he refused to come down, kamadu leiramya, until he had repaired his tzitzis. V'omer Abaye, Abaye said, Teisili, I deserve a reward. When I saw one of the Talmidei Chachomim, the Sholim Masechte, that they would finish learning a whole Masechta, tractate, Avidna Yema Tovel Rabbonon, I would make a Yom Tov, a Suda, and a Yom Tov for all the Talmidim. Abaya was a Rosh Hashiva, and for all his Talmidim, he would make a Yom Tov because one of the Chachomim made a Siyum. And this is one of the main sources that we make a meal and a feast when finishing a Masechta. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Taisi li dechi osa tzuvr merabonon lekamoi ledina. Rava would say, I deserve a reward because when a Talmud Chacham would come to me as a din, in a din teira, loi mazigna reisha abeisadia, I would not rest my head on my pillow, kama deloi mahafichnor bischusi, until I turned round the whole din teira, and turned round means I'd examined everything in the din Torah to try and find the place of schus, of merit, with everything that's regarding this din Torah. And because there was a Talmud Chacham there, he did not delay in any way till he would find the merit. And the Mefarshim explained that this is obviously not compromising the justice of the din, but he was just enthusiastic to bring the schus, the merit of the Talmud Chacham to light. Omer Mar Baravashi, Mabar Vashi said even more. He said, I myself am disqualified from even judging a Talmud Chacham. My time, why? The chaviva like a gufoi, because the Talmud Chacham is dear to me like my own body. A person doesn't see liability against himself. In the same way as he didn't see liability against himself, it was hard for him to see the liability against any Talmud Chacham, and therefore he disqualified himself from judging any din Torah where one of the sides was a Talmud Chacham. Mirat Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.